Maybe a bit of background as to my own introduction to Ajahn Chah. I first met Ajahn Chah in 1974, and that was after I had been a monk for a short period of time. In my mind, I was going to be a temporary thing to learn a bit more about Buddhism, which looked kind of interesting. And I'd been, as young, I was traveling just as a kind of hippie backpacker, and ended up in Thailand. And when I was kind of interested in Buddhism, but I didn't know that it was like, oh, Thailand's a Buddhist country. I didn't know that when I arrived. So, in those days, information was not that widely available, certainly, and so not like today where you've got access to all sorts of information, and the teachings are widely available. But in those days, certainly not so much. And so I was just experimenting, getting some experiences behind me, and I was going to continue on. But I kept hearing about forest monasteries and places where there was because I was in a traditional city monastery on the outskirts of Bangkok and in Thonburi, and it was a nice, quiet place, and they were very welcoming. It was in a city, and it was not that peaceful. And I kept hearing of these places that were out in the countryside, and that were focused on meditation practice, simplicity of living, kind of adherence to the monastic discipline, and the name for me that kept popping up was Ajahn Chah. Shortly after I ordained, probably about a month or so after I ordained, then I went up for a visit of a few weeks and ended up. I couldn't commit at that point. I was still too restless, too young, too unfocused, and so then I left and went somewhere else, but I was keen on meditating and practicing. I was finding it was really beneficial. So I ended up, my temporary ordination was starting to extend itself out, and I thought, well, I've got to go back and give myself to Ajahn Chah. So then that's what I did. And then settled. That was at the end of that year, 1974, at the very end of the year.